Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I got to tell you, when it comes to that NBA draft, I'm super excited for that 49th pick. I'm just leaning into it, Jeff. Just leaning into it. That's the future of the franchise right there for the Cavs. Pick number 49.
Why so salty?
I'm sorry. 59 should be more exciting.
Why so salty?
I don't like going into these drafts without having a first-round pick. I understand what we have.
Well, get used to it.
Well, let's see. Well, we do have one in 2026.
Yeah.
But that could be swapped out, yep. Right?
It won't be.
We do have a second round pick in 2026, so that's good too. Nothing in 27.
That's correct.
And in 28, another swap. That's
and
right.
And in 29, it's out.
But back in 30, in 2030, we're back. And I can feel it. I feel the excitement. 2030, we're going to get a great pick in 2030, first overall pick.
So salty.
I'm not salty. Between, you know, Denver and Houston having all of our picks, I'm so tired of watching drafts with them. Between football and
Utah,
basketball.
Already moved them along, huh?
No, I'm talking about. Utah. Yeah, what am I saying? Utah. I gave it to Denver. My bad. You're looking at me like I'm crazy today. Am I on drugs today or something? Or what's going on?
Oh, today.
Every day, Jeff. Every day. All right, let's go back and talk a little bit more about this game, this Indiana and Oklahoma City game.
Dwayne Kuiper coming up at 11:40. Anxious to talk to him.
So when you look back at this again, what did we learn? And I thought the last caller brought up a good point. What should the Cavaliers be learning? What have we learned? And do you think Oklahoma City is about to walk away with this thing? Because I do. I think this is over.
I think it's going 7.
I've been pro Indiana. Like, I was all Indiana in 6. I just kind of feel like Indiana's going to have some kind of spark. And you're going to get sucked in the beginning of the game, and you're going to go like, oh, Indiana's going to do this. And then when it's all said and done, we'll see the stage. What?
How are we going to go?
We're going to get all sucked in, and we're all going to think that Indiana's going to go on and win this thing, right?
Oh, Indiana's going to do this.
And then all of a sudden, now you're looking at Oklahoma City just takes a run at the end of the game, and it'll be just so nonchalant. It'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Indiana just blew a 10-point lead, and Oklahoma City's just chipping away. Boom! Oklahoma City goes on to win the championship in 6. That's kind of the feeling I have. So why do you think Indiana can come back and win this game 6?
Have you not watched them?
I know, but last night was the first night I felt like, you know what?
They came back again, Andy. They just didn't finish it off.
But they didn't. They got to within 2.
Yeah, well, that happens. That's what playoffs are all about. You're on the road, a hostile environment. Best pumped in crowd noise in the NBA.
Is that true?
And
they
cut it to 2.
Is that true?
I know it used to be.
Why is it super loud that you can't even hear yourself?
Yes, or
is it,
it's the loudest arena I've ever been in.
Do you think they're the only ones in the NBA pumping in noise?
I didn't say that, did I?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much noise in our venue do you think is real?
It's a good question.
Do you think we pump in noise too?
I think most of them do. They don't turn down announcers' microphones in arena announcers.
Okay.
Let's go to a break. Now it's louder than it's ever been before. Can't wait till the action resumes so we can relax.
It's the way you like your basketball, isn't it?
Sure is.
Dan, who do you like in the rest of the series?
How hurt is Halliburton?
There's the question.
It's all that. If Halliburton is 70%, 75%, Oklahoma City wins wins game 6 and we're done here. I mean, that's the thing with it, is they need Halliburton is the engine of that offense. And while Siakam can bring the ball up the floor and do a nice job, and McConnell does a really nice job as well when he gets in there for his 25 minutes, Halliburton is the engine of that offense.
The one thing to remember about him, though, if he is able to facilitate on offense, I think they still have a great chance. And I think they're going to win game 6 regardless. if he's able to facilitate, they don't need him to score. They would like him to score.
100% yes.
They would like him to score. But he, if he can get the ball up and down the floor and facilitate the offense, they have a great chance to still win the series. I'm picking Oklahoma City. I did before the series started. I picked them in seven. I don't see any reason to change that now.
He can't be Ben Simmons, though. I mean, that's my fear, is if he's going to go 0-for and look like Ben Simmons, where he's just kind of timid and knows that he doesn't have the lift on his shot and is going to try to do
it. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, he can't be in a position where they can sag off of him and help other directions because they know he doesn't have the lift on his jumper. I mean, that's going to be the thing that hurts
them. If he can't hit a three-pointer, they're not going
to
win.
A lot to be said for a set shot.
What was he, 0-for-5 to start the first half? And then he ended up 0-for-4 from three. He ended up with 4 points on the night. They were all free throws. I don't see them winning without him at least getting double digits.
He still could. You know, keep that in mind. He still could.
But how many assists? He had 6 assists last night. So he led the team in assists. So I can see where you're coming from.
Guys dinged up. And he was dinged up, was a non-factor, and they came down from double digits deep, close to 20. And cut it to a 2-point game with 8-something to go. That's why I think if he can get out there and facilitate and they're on their home court, they can certainly win game 6.
Can you see the Garland parallel here with Haliburton being hurt and having that same kind of Garland feeling? Like, that's what I was like. I'm watching Haliburton. I'm watching him struggle. And they're showing the replays where it seemed like his leg wasn't connected to his body and he was just having trouble, like, trying to move forward in a – not aggressive.
And he was all wrapped up early in the game.
Yeah, and maybe it's the added visual of seeing him in that kind of a brace that makes you think, how is this guy playing? Like, there's no way. This is regular season. He's not on the floor. There's no way, right?
Well, of course not.
Okay.
But it's not the regular season. So he's going.
Can you see the Garland parallel, though? I think I heard somebody call in this morning, too, was saying sort of what I was thinking during the game, too, that you're like, it kind of makes you realize that in watching the Cavaliers struggle with Indiana and like feeling that wanting to have Garland to be able to do more, it was that same feeling I had for Haliburton last night. It was just like, I'm like, I want Haliburton to be able to do more. I just physically don't think he can. He was in pain. I just thought he looked like he was in pain.
Well, he probably was. You know, it's game 6 coming up. If he can play, he'll play. And if he can facilitate, I think they'll win. He doesn't need to score 15 points for them to win. If he goes out and he can run the offense, doesn't get scorched on the defensive end, I think they'll win game 6, and I think they'll lose in game 7. Mm.
Dan, who do you got? 6-7. 6.
I need to know what's going on with Haliburton.
Assume that Haliburton is the same player that we saw last night.
I mean, they got 2 days to get him in the best possible position they can. He will get round-the-clock treatment. He will get every single possible help you can think of, and he might not be able to feel his leg from the knee down to even help the cause a little bit farther.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If that's the case, if you can tell me that Haliburton can get me 16-10 with mediocre defense, then Indy wins game 6. If he can't get 16-10 with mediocre defense, then it's OKC the whole way, no matter how loud that arena is. You can't have that offense work without Tyrese Haliburton. Like, it becomes so clunky. And there's too much pressure that's put on Nembhard, and there's too much pressure that's put on the other guys. And you saw it last night with Nembhard when he was doing things where you're like, buddy, what are you doing? Why are you throwing cross-court passes? Like, what are we doing here? They're picking those off left and right. You can't do that. And it's just the sign of a guy trying to do too much to help out a player who's injured.
They haven't lost 2 games in a row since March 10th, 8th, and then the 6th They lost three in a row. That's the last time that Indiana lost three in a row. This goes back to a conversation we had yesterday. You know, what jumps off that page to me is they lost back-to-back games to Atlanta and then to Chicago. You know, we were sitting here talking about what teams are going to be tough next year in the East. And if you go back to the regular season in that March stretch where they lost three games in a row, they were to Atlanta and Chicago, which makes it just Atlanta, Orlando, they're just annoying, man. They're annoying teams, and they're teams that just, I never feel comfortable when the Cavaliers play them. It always just seems like some nights you're going to be like, it's Atlanta, we're in trouble, or it's Chicago, we're in trouble. I know it's the NBA, and sometimes you get on a run where you think you can beat a team over and over and over again, but I just feel like there's a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference that are like that just kind of like they can sting you when they need to.
I think the East next year is going to be wide open, and there are going to be a number of teams, and we'll see what they do in the offseason, but obviously already one team in the East has improved with the Desmond Bane trade going to Orlando, and Jake Chapman, our former producer, now voice of the Magic, he's going to join us at 1 o'clock to talk about that. Orlando's already better. Cavs are going to be good. Pacers are going to be good. Knicks. Bucks have Giannis. As long as they still have Giannis, they're going to be good.
What are you doing in Milwaukee?
Celtics are going
to
be good.
Are you getting rid of him and try to start back
Why
over?
Why would you get rid of him?
Because you want to try to revamp your entire...
No, I'm trading superstars usually isn't a good idea. It happens in that league all the time. They trade superstars like crazy. Giannis seems to enjoy Milwaukee. I'm building around him. There's no way I'm going to trade him. Unless some team wants to give you, you know, picks and significant players.
Well, I mean, we have picks coming up in, 96?
Move along.
I'm just saying.
Move along.
Playing basketball on Mars at that point.
Oh, you think so?
Probably.
I don't know. There's that Crater League that's pretty good up there,
too. That could be good, too.
And then there's
Volcano. Do you like an Eastern Conference that could be wide open?
I do. I think it's good for the Cavaliers. Because I think the Cavs showed this year.
I think it's not good for the Cavaliers.
You don't think it's good?
Mm-mm.
If they can figure out how to... The rhythm of the season didn't work for them.
You know what my fear is for the Cavs?
Hmm.
They had their year. And they were so head and shoulders above everybody else. They won't be head and I believe this. They won't be head and shoulders above everybody else next year. That doesn't mean they can't get to the NBA Finals. Take a look at Indiana. But I think the next regular season is going to be a struggle in the Eastern Conference. And I think you could have numerous teams that could end up thinking that they're going to win 48-plus games. I mean, Indiana won 50, I believe, in the regular season. They were 14 games behind the Cavaliers. They were fourth. So you're going to have, I think, a lot of teams that are going to be able to compete to get to the Eastern Conference championship game and then get to the NBA Finals as a result. And when that happens, Andy, it opens it all up. One thing, and I hate to say this, Cavs were remarkably healthy during the regular season. That's just unlikely to happen again. I mean,
we talked about this 1,000 times. They ran into a lot of teams that were not healthy. Indiana in the beginning of the year really wasn't playing well. They got on a string of games where you'd be playing Boston, and Boston would be missing, you know, one or two guys.
It happened time and time again during the regular season. But you can only play, you know, a team that's on the schedule that night. Not up to you to put their guys on the floor.
I mean, it feels like it was 10,000 years ago when we thought this was all coming down to the Cavs and Celtics, right? Doesn't that feel like it was forever? It would be like, oh, this is going to be Cavs-Celtics. This is going to be Cavs-Celtics.
Well, it was close to Cavs-Celtics.
Until injury for the Celtics and then an injury for the Cavalier, too. I mean,
Celtics just got beat.
It didn't help that you lost your best player.
Well, it was late.
But still, I mean, the series wasn't over when he got hurt. They still had a chance.
And Tatum's good enough, you could make an argument that he could have maybe thrown everybody on his back and caught a hot streak, and maybe. Here we go. I mean, it's an argument that you can make when you lose your best player. You know, you could spin it that direction. Guys, if it's not there for the Cavs, I'm not forcing trades. I'm running it back and thinking, okay, give me another year under Kenny Atkinson.
I don't think they have a choice. I think they're running it back. We can sit here until we talk blue in the face about trading Garland or trading anybody. I just think it's going to be difficult for them to make any kind of maneuver that is going to be better than where they were last year. I think that's the key. Like, if you feel like you can trade Garland and you can get better, then do it. But I just don't see it, right? I just don't see the restrictions they have on him going all across, and I'll keep saying that. All right, let's get into the Browns. Mary Kay Cabot, four quarterbacks when the season starts? We're going to ask her that question when we come back. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.